Star Wars 7x7 episode 3409. We're going to do a quickie little book review because it's a quickie little book. It's called Jedi Brave in Every Way, and it's written by Charles Soule, one of the High Republic story architects, and his daughter, Rosemary. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thanks also to Disney Lucasfilm Press for sending me a copy of Jedi Brave in Every Way by Rosemary and Charles Soule. Charles Soule is one of the story architects for the High Republic Mega Ginormous Initiative, and Rosemary is his daughter. So this is a fun father-daughter storytelling situation. This is a High Republic story, but not necessarily one that you have to keep track of if you're trying to keep track of all of the crazy doings that have happened in the High Republic. Although I will say that as somebody who is reading all of these stories, it's kind of funny to read a story like this where they're showing these younglings on Starlight Beacon and you're thinking, oh my gosh, Starlight Beacon is going to get blown to smithereens. And oh yeah, so that's kind of crazy to think about. And there's stuff in there with the three main Jedi that were in phase one. So Avar Kriss and Celyn Geos and Elzar Mann, and knowing that one of them does not survive the events of phase one, but seeing them in the background of the storytelling, like, yeah, it's weird to have that experience of all these stories and to be thinking of all that other stuff. And also very cool to have Bell Zedifar and his Charhound passing through one panel of stories. But yeah, I'm getting away from the story, which is about how these three particular younglings in the story have certain fears that they've been facing, and Buriaga, who, you know, there's also stuff in phase one about Buriaga too, and whether he survived the events of phase one, right? So Buriaga talking about how he got over his fears of heights when he was just a young Wookiee on Kashyyyk. And so the younglings travel with Yoda and Buriaga to various planets and face their fears. Like, they go to Geonosis so one youngling can face her fear of insects. And the whole tale is very sweet. And I think as a person considering introducing young people to Star Wars, like, I'm sort of a little past that, or not yet ready for the next round of it, I guess you could say. Like, you know, I was very thoughtful and conscious about how I introduced my kids to Star Wars, and something like this is terrific. I mean, I was, you know, showing them the Jeffrey Brown Vader and Son and Vader's Little Princess books. So yeah, I definitely do think about that sort of thing, and stuff like this is a really great way to share Star Wars with your favorite youngling in your life. I will say that it's a good thing that Yoda is a part of this, because honestly, I think that if he wasn't, then it's not necessarily as accessible as Star Wars, because if you're introducing young people to Star Wars, you kind of need to introduce them to the iconic characters that everybody's already used to and knows about, that have just been sort of melded into the collective consciousness, basically. Even at a very young age, there's some stuff that just starts to get picked up, basically. And I think Yoda falls right into that, especially now with the whole baby Grogu thing that's been happening with The Mandalorian, too. So it's a sweet story for a young reader. And, you know, I'm very happy for Rosemary Soule getting to write a book with her dad, Charles. And here it is, Jedi Brave in Every Way. So do check it out. And yeah. That's what I got for you on today's episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.